Thank you. Welcome. Good afternoon. My name is Tyler Snorton Phelps. I'm the campaign director for Peter Miguel Camejo for governor, and also a member of the Green Party of California. We're very proud. It's a great time to be a member of the Green Party right now. We're the fastest growing political party in the state of California. And because of this growth, we have a historic first for the Green Party. On the 10th anniversary of the Green Party of California, we have our first full slate of statewide candidates. And you're going to meet those, be introduced to those candidates in just a few moments. But right now I want to introduce you to our candidate for governor, Peter Miguel Camejo. Peter is the chair of a socially responsible investment firm, Progressive Asset Management. He ran for president in 1976. And while Peter embraces Green Party issues, long-standing issues such as protecting the environment and renewable energy, he is dedicated to working for social justice in this campaign as well. And you will hear why that will be a top priority in our campaign with his elaborations. So please welcome Peter Miguel Camejo.
Don't worry about that. The Green Party is very proud to announce its first full slate. In the history of the United States, this is the first time, and actually in a long time, that any party that's not the Democratic or Republican Party is running a full slate, certainly for the state of California. But we're doing this because the party in recent years has been having one success after another, winning more elections, running more candidates, registering more people, winning support throughout the nation. We are running far more candidates this year for this election than we ever have in the history of the Green Party. And we have a excellent slate. I want to introduce some of the candidates who are here, and there are a couple that are not here, but I want to mention them first. I'm very proud to have as my running mate on this slate for Lieutenant Governor Donna Warren. She's a former Defense Department auditor and will make an excellent companion on this campaign as part of a team. And I want to point out that this is the first time that there has been a Latino and an African American running together as leading a slate of any political party in the state of California for the top two offices. And in so doing, the Green Party is reflecting the big change in the population of California, where today European Americans are now for the first time a minority, and yet we see the other two parties, the major parties, and other parties run their slate, still all European Americans. We do not see them really reflecting what our population is and what California is. So I'm very proud to have Donna Warren as my running mate. For Attorney General, we're running Glenn Maurer, who's been a public defender for most of his life and has worked always to help those who need the most and have the least access to legal defense in Santa Barbara. For Secretary of State, we have here Larry Shoup, who has written. Larry Shoup is an historian. He has written over 150 reports and is writing right now a book on the history of California. He will be focused, of course, on the issues of the Secretary of State, which is control of our electoral system. We need a great deal of reform. We have Gene Rosenmier, who's a certified public accountant for the last 20 years, running for treasurer. Laura Wells, who's not with us, has 17 years experience in finance and will be our controller candidate. We also have with us David Scheidlauer, who is the director of underwriting systems and has 10 years experience in healthcare. He will be running for the insurance commissioner. That's our slate. Now, all of these candidates will be making an important effort in promoting our campaign, as well as many campaign workers. But I want to let everybody know that there's no question that the hardest working campaign worker that we have promoting the Green Party is none other than our present governor, Gray Davis. There is no one who is making it clearer to the people of California of why we need a Green Party, why we need an alternative. And I want to say that I have never seen a candidate elected with such a large margin who in only 3 years has alienated every base of his support from labor, Latinos, African Americans, environmentalists, teachers. It's right across the whole state. Why is that? Because Governor Davis is the pay-to-play governor. he responds to the corporate world and the people who's been funding his campaign. In fact, he's raised $30 million before the campaign began. And as every Californian knows, these are not contributions, these are investments. This is money that expects a return. And as everybody knows, that's a definition of corruption. We have here a list of just some of the contributions he has received. And some of these are from companies that are having difficulties financially. We are the only party that did not receive any money from Enron. In fact, I can almost say I'm the only candidate in these candidates who didn't receive any money from Enron because they wrote checks to every name they could find. And they didn't write checks because they were, isn't it amazing? What was it with Enron? They couldn't make up their mind, so they would always give to both candidates? It's so obvious what is really happening. They're not giving money to candidates. They're buying access and they're buying control. And these candidates reflect business, only business, and that is why in the richest state of this union, the fifth most powerful economy in the world, we now face a situation where 25% of our children live in poverty. We are the 41st state in education. This, the wealthiest state in the union, will only give its teacher the worst 41st state. And I don't have the list in front of me, but you know that means there's a Mississippi or something in there ahead of us. This is an example of what is fundamentally wrong and why a party that represents people, not money, is needed, which is what the Green Party is. But the worst thing that Governor Gray Davis did in this last 3 years was destroying our budget by giving away what nobody knows yet the exact figure to the energy companies through the fake energy crisis, which is so obvious and so extreme that I want to show you two charts that I love showing because it's so obvious. Here's the price of natural gas. Where did Governor Davis decide to buy $43 billion at 20-year contracts? Right here. That takes an effort. To be this wrong, no one else has been able to do it in the history of the world markets on anything, in any crop, in any commodity, in anything. He will go down in the Guinness Book of World Records and will be known as the man who lost more money faster than anybody else and any governor in the history of the United States. But it wasn't his money. If it was his money, it'd be a joke. It's our money. It's the money of the taxpayers. And he then had the blackouts, not while we were using peak energy. These are the amount of energy we use, not here at the peaks, but the crisis, the blackouts were down here when we weren't using electricity. So it's so obvious, transparent, that this was a crisis that was manufactured by corporate abuse. And today, those same companies that made that corporate abuse are funding Gray Davis's campaign and Reardon's campaign. And in fact, you will see that this list will not be only people that are giving to Gray Davis, but also giving to Reardon. What the Green Party stands for is affordable housing, health care for all, a living wage, equal public and quality education, renewable energy, gay and lesbian rights, including marriage rights for all, respect for law, and the abolition of Proposition 13, which was the wrong way to solve a problem that does really exist, which is on top of everything, we're overtaxed in this state because of the absolute incompetence, waste, and abuse that goes on by the way the state is being run. As a Latino, I want to specifically protest Governor Davis's decision to cut citizenship services by 60%. The Latino community desperately needs not only that money that was originally budgeted, but an increase in this area. And we, the Green Party alone, stands for decriminalizing the undocumented. People are in this country in order to provide for their children and their family. Hardworking people, law-abiding people who pay taxes should not be put in the circumstances they are now treated as not only totally second-class citizens, but outside the law. They are not criminals. They should not be treated as criminals. And I support the MALDEF and the Southwest Voters Education Project's legal actions on the redistricting that was clearly aimed at cutting Latino representation in our state government. Those are some of the issues that we will be focusing on in this campaign and some of the efforts that we will make to explain and expose it. I want to say the last thing here is that they did a study on where Gray Davis stands. And this is done by Issues 2000 organization. And they show Gray Davis, he's here. Okay, this is the right, this is the left. They say we have a two-party system. Both parties are on this side. There is no party over here. And over here are the issues of working people, of the environmental movement, of education, of health care, of minorities, of women, right of choice, against the death penalty, against three strikes. All these issues that come out of this community are not represented. Reardon and Gray Davis are now going to fight to see if they can get on this line right here. The fact is, Gray Davis has no platform, has no program. He has no beliefs. He is a power broker. He's a byproduct of a corrupt political system, of a machine. You go on the web and you'll see nothing written by Gray Davis. He has no opinions. Reardon, in that sense, is better. He has opinions. They're just the wrong ones. His wife has got some better opinions. And maybe if they would reverse and let him support her, we might be a little happier. But for those who want to just try to figure out which one will do the least damage this year, they're going to have a hard time. Because it's basically the same thing with two different faces on it. There really is not much difference. And that's why the Green Party keeps winning more and more offices throughout the state of California and will continue to grow in spite of the fact that we will not take money from the end runs of this country. We will not take money from corporations because corporations should not be involved in politics. Politics is one person, one vote. It's for the people, not for money machines. Everyone knows that corporations are run and the votes in corporations and the decisions are based on money. And I run a corporation, so I know. I founded a corporation. I was CEO for 16 years. I'm the chairman of the board. I understand. And yet it is amazing how in this society, corporations are treated totally different than the citizenship. We want fair electoral systems. They won't give it to us, but they give it to the corporations. Corporations want a proportional representation. They have it on their votes. We don't have it. We can't get it. Even runoff elections, which you have here in Los Angeles, we can't get in the state and we need it. And it's so fundamental to democracy that people should feel free to vote for the Green Party if they want. And it should in no way alter what the will of the electorate is in terms of the final result. The main argument Democrats make for voting for them is the Republicans. And the main argument the Republicans make is the Democrats. That is such a obviously destructive and useless system that is based on negativism instead of platforms and clarity about what the future and what our state needs. That's what the Green Party brings, to change the nature of elections, to make them democratic, to create public financing, and to make another possibility for the people of the state to control it and run it in its interest and the interest of all of us, instead of the polarization, economic polarization that's happening, to close the gaps, to create a living wage for everyone, and to create full employment, and to defend and protect our ecology, all of which are achievable with the money that exists in California, and none of which is being done. Thank you. And now...